In the last episode, Jimmy and Speed had taken off from the Diamond A Ranch to fly over the Croft property in search of landmarks showing the locations of the lost Chihuahua treasure. As Jimmy makes a steep turn, he sees a square box tied to the landing gear of the ship. Speed crawls out on the wing to investigate and discovers to his horror that it's a time bomb set to explode at 8:30. With less than a minute in which to save their lives, Speed works desperately to cut the rope, securing the bomb to the ship. With a mighty effort, Speed severs the tie, and as the death machine drops free from the plane, it explodes.
Great Scott! Are you all right, Speed?
Yeah, but watch the ship. Can you fly it?
I think so. Hang on and look out!
What's the matter, Jim? Have you lost control?
Oh, no, I'll get it. Wait a minute.
I'll pull out of this dive or we're lost.
It's all right, Speed. I've got it now.
Hey, that's better, kid. Boy, that nearly threw me off the wing.
Gosh, you're not hurt, are you?
I'm all right.
I'll hold her level and you get back in this cockpit now.
Brother, that was close. If I can get this other leg over the cowling, now hold her steady, kid.
I'm watching it. For Pete's sake, be careful, Speed.
Here I come. There. I'm back all right. Wait till I buckle this belt.
Jiminy, what happened, Speed? I thought the whole ship blew up.
And almost dead. I cut that bomb loose with the axe, and just as it dropped away from the ship, it went off. 2 seconds earlier, and we would have been blown up.
Oh, gosh, I sure thought our time had come that time. When I looked over the side, I didn't expect to see you on that wing.
Those dirty rats.
Hey, look down there. It's Ortiz. He's waving at us.
Oh, yeah, I see. Sure, it's Ortiz. Go on down and land in that clearing next to the Croft Ranch House, Jim. We told Ortiz to be on the lookout for us.
Okay. I can glide in from here.
Okay, go ahead. Cut your gun.
You know, those Benders sure wanted to get rid of us to put a bomb under that ship.
I told you that Rip Bender would do anything, and this proves it.
It certainly does. And he almost succeeded, too.
I just can't figure out, huh?
Hey, think I'll land her right here and taxi up to the shack, okay?
Okay. All right, pull her on up to the shack, kid.
Ortiz will know enough to come over here, won't he?
Sure, he'll be right over. All right, cut your switches, Jim. Set your brake. We'll park a while.
Okay.
All right, let's crawl out of here and stretch our legs.
Right.
Boy, I've had just about enough.
Yeah, here we are. Hey, what do you say we look this ship over and see if the bomb did any damage? Well, that landing gear looks all right. Here's where they tied it on the strut. And look, Speed, I can see where you're at,
sort of. Jimmy, I got it.
Huh?
Do you remember just before we took off, the old man started the argument with Flash in order to keep our attention. Then Rip slipped over and tied this on the landing gear. That's what happened, sure as you're born. Believe me, Jimmy, I'll thrash him within an inch of his life when I get back.
By gosh, you're right, Speed. I remember now. During the argument, Rip wasn't there. He was over by the ship.
Well, that very definitely proves one thing to me.
What's that?
The Benders want to get rid of us, Jim. They've got to get rid of us. And they'll even attempt murder to do it.
For the treasure, you mean?
Absolutely. I'm convinced now that there is a treasure, that the Benders have a fairly good idea as to where it is, but they also figure that we're out to locate it.
It looks like it, all right. And that they'll stop at nothing, too. Say, Speed, do you remember when Barbara was copying the map and Benito came in?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, that cook must have got wise to what we were doing and told the Benders.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why they're getting so desperate.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That was Ortiz we saw, all right, Speed. Here he comes.
Yeah, good enough. We'll forget about Benders for the moment and concentrate on trying to discover something from this map. Hello, Ortiz.
Hello there, Ortiz.
You had trouble while flying, senors? High Sierra Plano and hear big noise. I have much fear in my heart.
Yeah, we had a little trouble, all right, Ortiz, but it's all right. Let's forget it for the present.
Ortiz, we found your map and have a copy of it.
You find map of treasure, senors? That is wonderful. But where do you find map?
Never mind, Ortiz, where we found it. But come here, take a look. Is this it?
Si, senors. Si. It is the map of Chihuahua treasure.
Yeah? Well, that's what we thought. Okay, now let's us get busy and see what we can discover. Remember, the Benders have this map, too, and we've got to beat them to it.
Si, we must hurry fast.
All right, now. Over there is El Capitan. Yonder is the hidden mesa. Now, what we've got to find now is Saddle Canyon. See, Ortez, this place indicated on the map here.
Oh, senor, while living out here, I think I find Saddle Canyon.
You think you found it? Where is it, Ortez?
Look yonder to west.
Huh?
Just little north of El Capitan. Now, see that ridge shaped like saddle?
Now, by George, I think you're right. Here, wait till I take a look through these field glasses. You're right. That certainly has the shape of a saddle.
Oh, gee, Speed, let me see it.
Here, take a look through the glasses. Now, just follow my finger now, Jim.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, that must be it.
Yep, I think you found it all right, Ortez. Now, wait a minute. Let's see what it says on this map. Before the sun drops under Hidden Mesa, it is framed by Saddle Canyon. Three cedars on line with sun and Saddle Canyon. Third cedar casts shadow on flat rock. Rock has H carved in center. Yeah, that's a hot dope, all right.
But what about this stream down here?
Third cedar tree must stand on back of stream, senor.
I begin to understand this map now. That's pretty ingenious at that.
What do you make of it?
All right, here's what I think they meant. As the sun sets in the west, it shines through the bow in Saddle Canyon. And right at that moment, these three cedar trees are on a line with the canyon and the sun.
Gee, I'll bet that's it.
And the trees cast a shadow across the creek. And the shadow of the third tree must lie across this rock that has the H carved on it.
Si, Senor Robertson, you are very wise.
Well, the thing to do now is climb over this ridge and drop down in the valley along with the stream and locate these three cedar trees. Then, when the sun is setting...
Oh, Speed. The sun isn't out today. The sky is completely overcast.
Si, senor, we have no sun today.
Well, that's a hot one. You know, when they buried this treasure, the sun sure must have been shining.
Oh, gee, we might have to wait down here a week for the sunset. It's been cloudy ever since we landed.
We just can't do it. We've got to figure out a way to find it right now, or the benders might beat us to it.
Those benders.
I wonder if we climbed up Saddle Canyon and sighted down for the creek to the east if we could find those three trees.
That is long climb up to Saddle Canyon, senor.
Yeah, I know.
Well, here, let me take another look at that map. Oh, yeah. As I get it, just before the sun drops behind Hidden Mesa, it shines through the bow made by Saddle Canyon.
That's the way I read it.
Oh, look, if that's the case, then the setting sun, Saddle Canyon, the three cedar trees, and Flat Rock are all in a direct line.
That's the idea. But unfortunately, the sun doesn't happen to be setting just at this moment. In fact, it'll be 8 or 9 hours before it does.
Shall we go down to creek and wait for sundown, senor?
I don't like to wait that long. But by gosh, Jimmy, you've put an idea into my head. We may not have to wait until sundown.
Well, I don't like to wait that long either. What's your idea?
We'll just improvise a sun.
Huh? Well, that's rather hard to do, isn't it?
In this case, I don't think so. Why couldn't one of us take this ship and fly over to the western slope of the Hidden Mesa, about where the sun drops down behind it? Do you get the idea? Your airplane up in the sky takes the place of the sun. When it's framed in Saddle Canyon, just above the Hidden Mesa, take a sight on it and locate your trees and rock from it.
Gosh, what an idea. It'll work, Speed. I bet it'll work.
We might try it. We'll have to do something right away because those benders have had a good head start on us in searching for the treasure.
Oh, let's try it, Speed. Who'll do the flying?
I don't care. Let's flip a coin.
Okay. Here, I'll flip this nickel.
Okay. Ortez, this is just an old American custom.
Well, here it goes, Speed. Call it.
Heads.
Heads it is. Well, that means you take the ship and Ortez and I'll hike down along the stream where we can get a good, clear view of Saddle Canyon.
All right, Jim. Now, I'll fly about on a level with the Hidden Mesa, or just a trifle above it. That would be the position of the sun just before it drops into the mesa. Now, I'll fly back and forth, and as you catch the silhouette of the ship looking through Saddle Canyon, you take your sight on it.
Okay, that'll be swell. Now, look, Speed, if we do find anything, I'll fire this gun. You can see the flashes, and that'll be a signal to land and come down here.
Okay, I get you, Jim. Now, get started down there. It won't take me long to get over to the mesa.
Okay. It's a funny thing, Ortez. I can't quite figure this out. Speed's flown across the canyon 8 times now. We've tramped down this creek for 30 miles, and not a sign of 3 cedar trees in a row.
See, it is very strange, Senor Allen. But this map was made long years ago. Maybe cedar trees no longer here.
Well, I think that's it, Ortez. Maybe those trees disappeared years ago. Well, if they have, it just means that one of our most important landmarks is gone forever.
Maybe that's why Bender's not find Flat Rock before this.
That may be the reason at that. What do you say we walk down the stream a little way? Oh, look. Speed's turned around again on another trip back across the canyon. Well, in another minute, he'll be right back at the center of the saddle. Come on, Ortiz. We'll go down here a bit and take another sight on him as he goes by.
Yonder is high bank on east side of creek, senor. I stand another bank and you take sight on me.
Hey, that's a good idea. Well, you hurry up and get over there. Speed's dropped back of the high part of the canyon. In a few seconds, we'll see him as he comes out back of the saddle part.
I am all ready, senor.
All right. Now, you hold it. Stand right where you are. There's Speed in the ship. Hold it now, Ortiz. There. Now, let me take a look along these rocks on this side of the creek.
What is that rock above your head, senor? It is smooth and flat.
What do you mean, Ortiz? Oh, sure, I see. Wait a minute. Look! Come here quick, Ortiz. It's a big H carved in this rock. It's an H. We found it. I'll signal Speed.
Has Jimmy really uncovered the key landmark to the treasure? Be sure to hear the next air adventure of Jimmy Allen, which is filled with tense moments.